Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Joining me now on the fan guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. He is Jeff Jagosinski, former Packers assistant coach and now co-hosting on Locked On Packers podcast with Brandon Snyder and Peter Bukowski. And, of course, was the longtime coach over there at Boston College. Jags, how are you doing, man? Thanks for coming on.
Man, Sparky's been a long time, hasn't it?
It has been a long time. Now, people may not know this, but you're a West Allis guy.
I am. Nothing like it. Dirty Stallus is what they call it, I heard.
Flooded Stallus is what they called it this year with all those horrific floods at State Fair this year. When's the last time you got to State Fair? It's been a while?
Oh, man. Yeah, yeah. I tell you what I did have is a high school reunion. It was like 40 years.
Ooh.
And from our grade school and high school, I went to Central.
Yep.
And it was fun. It's just fun seeing everybody. And we're still friends after 40-some years. And still being in touch with each other is pretty special.
They tried to recruit you, come back, coach high school football in West Allis yet?
I think I'm past the high school football.
Man, you could put West Allis back on the map, Jags. You put them right back on the map.
I heard that, I think the first game or so, like Hale, the rival,
yep,
beat them by like 60 or something.
Telling you.
There's nothing I could do to help them.
I don't believe
it. Vince Lombardi couldn't help them.
All right, let's talk about this. I really want to get your thoughts, man. Everybody's talking about, the Reggie White effect of Micah Parsons as far as what he means to the locker room, what he means on the field, and so forth. And I think you could see right away in that first game, him just being on the field, regardless of the fact if he beats Sewell or doesn't beat Sewell and the sack he gets and the three hurries, but how much it really changes how the rest of that defense plays with him on the field. Lucas Van Ness has probably the best game he's had as a Packer to this point. Rashawn Gary, Colby Wooden, Wyatt, everybody has splash plays, and I'm not sure if they have those same plays if Micah Parsons isn't there. Don't know.
I tell you one thing that happens when you have an elite player, and let's this goes ways back when Favre was on the field, he just made everybody better. Everybody elevated their game, and watching the Packers yesterday, they elevated their game. From what I saw in the preseason to what they did against Detroit, they manhandled them, Sparky. It was a manhandling deal yesterday.
You've been through this. You've been a head coach. You've been a coordinator. You've been assistant coach. You've been through every level of this. How big of an adjustment really is there? How long of a training wheels time is there when you have two new coordinators coming into an established program like Detroit is going through? Because we were making our predictions before the season, and I just said that there's going to be a half a step back at least, because there's going to take some time for them to get on board. I had Lomas Brown on, the former Lions offensive lineman, Lomas, on Friday. He's like, oh, Sparky, Jared Goff is talking up John Morton and so forth. I said, well, that may be, but that does not mean he's going to be a great play caller. That does not mean he's going to be a great play caller for Jared Goff like Ben Johnson was. And I don't know how long it takes before you really realize whether or not they made good hires or not.
Well, I think, time will tell on that. But The thing is, they do have different players too. And I tell you, Peter and Brandon, the guys that I'm fortunate enough to be with, they mentioned that about the two different coordinators. And the thing is, when you have a different coordinator, there's a different voice in the room. And a lot of times what ends up happening is that offense or that defense will take on the personality of that coordinator because he's talking to those guys every single day.
Right.
Now, I know, you know, Dan, I've got total respect for Dan and what he's done with the Detroit program, but you know, he leads what the team message is, but the offense and defensive messages are controlled by the coordinators. So they, I'd be concerned right now if I was over in Detroit, which thank God I'm not, about the performance that the offense and defense put in. And that's none of our concern.
No, it's not, but as a Packer fan, I enjoy it if it's going to take them a little bit longer to fill out. Now, you know, they got the Bears next, and I was listening to the Ticket in Detroit last night after I got off the air doing my post-game show here on The Fan, and those fans are blaming the coordinators for why this didn't look the way that it should look at the end of the day. But at the same point, you got to give some credit because this Packers defense looked really good yesterday. And we talk about Micah Parsons and how good he is. We know about Van Ness and all that. What about Edgerrin Cooper? Last year on tape, he popped on tape. I mean, there's a chance. This is crazy. We talked about last night on postgame show. Isn't there a legitimate chance that you could see Edgerrin Cooper, Micah Parsons, and Xavier McKinney, all three possibly end up as all pros on the same season?
Well, I tell you this. If those numbers continue to generate like they did last night, I mean, Cooper, eight solos, four assisted tackles. He was all over the place. But I tell you this, though, the defense looks super, super coordinated. You know, Jeff did a fantastic job with that defense. I was surprised, actually, how well they play and how coordinated they look. They're really, really well coached. And I tell you, that the D-line against Detroit's offensive line, I don't think it was even close.
Well, the other part about this. Well, the other thing about this too is, and we're all talking about, you know, how great the Packers defensive line was, but there has to be a lot of credit given to the Packers offensive line, considering you know, Zach Tom goes down, Banks goes down, moving parts everywhere. They're rotating guards between Ryan and Jordan Morgan throughout the game. I've always hated that concept, but the Packers seem to like it. All of that, and they didn't run great in the first half, but that got going in the second half. Jordan Love had all the time in the world in the first half of that football game. That's another aspect where you could say that could be your MVP performance if we're not talking about defense.
Well, you know, we were given game balls out last night. I've always been I'm real partial to those guys up front.
Yep.
But a lot of times people don't understand that because there is a limit amount of players that you can have up on game day, they probably had eight O-linemen up. And if you start losing people, those three guys, they have to be a combination player. They're either a combination at guard or tackle or a center and a guard. You for sure have to have an extra center on the 46 every week. And they probably had eight guys up yesterday. I would think that's what they would have. And as a line coach, I've been involved where they had seven guys up on game day because we needed maybe an extra receiver. And man, that gets really, really challenging if you get some guys that go down. But yeah, the guys up front played well. I know that Jacobs, he's always going to run hard. And we ran for 66 yards yesterday, but that's okay. Didn't have to run it. I mean, there has been 10 different guys catching balls, Sparky. You know, last night we were talking about it. I think Peter mentioned there's like five different guys on the opening drive to catch a pass.
Right. Yeah.
That's spreading around now.
Yeah, but
that's great.
But the other thing about this is, and that's great. But I can turn it around the other way and go, look, man. If you got a monster at wide receiver who separates himself from everybody else, you're going to figure out a way to feed that guy. Rodgers figured out a way to feed Devontae Adams because he separated himself from the rest. So if Jordan Love has somebody separate themselves from the rest, that probably changes at some point. But to this point, you really haven't had that. My guy that I love to death is Tucker Craft.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Kraft. That's who I want to lead this team in receptions and build around going forward. But again, you don't have Christian Watson probably to the Bengals game in week 6. Matthew Golden is a rookie. Again, caught both balls thrown to him. But it's going to take some time. But still, like it's been the last 2 years, no separation, which I would assume makes it harder for the defense to plan against too.
I think a lot of times people forget those. You look at the preseason and what happened with Love, you know, getting hurt. Yep. and Reed and Wicks were not in there. And my concern going into this first game was how is the timing and the spacing of the routes going to look? And, you know, shoot, all those guys, what was it, 2 and Golden, 2 Wicks, 3 Reed, Dobbs, shit, that's great. And 4 on the tight ends.
Yep.
4 different and 3 different guys caught a pass, I believe. Yes?
Yeah, Fitzpatrick, Musgrave, and Kraft. Yep. Correct. Yep.
That's something. And yep. You talk about getting everybody involved. So, like I said, I was concerned a little bit about the timing of the passing game going into this deal. But, I mean, when you had all those guys being involved, that's a good thing. Because I know sometimes when you have, like, just a go-to guy, Sparky, they can take that away, whether they roll up a corner on top of them and play a safety over the top. And that can be challenging. But I tell you what happened yesterday is that wide receiver room and the tight end room, they're all interested right now because they all know that they're going to be involved. And that is a great thing to have offensively.
The other piece of this, talking with Jeff Jagodzinski, former Packers coach, Boston College head coach, now with the Locked On Packers podcast. I want to check that out. Peter Bukowski and Brandon Snide, wherever you download your favorite podcast at. The other part of this that was very apparent. Now, my question is, can they do this for 17 games? We'll see. But at least in week 1, the Packers showed to be the more physical team. And Packers history in the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years is they're not always the more physical team in a football game. And normally that's when they lose. That's what's being talked about afterwards is they kind of got ran over or manhandled at the line. That wasn't the case yesterday. Do you think they can keep this up for 17 weeks?
Well, I mean, the thing is that, you know, season is a marathon, Sparky, right?
Yep.
I mean, and it's not really how well you play in the beginning of the year, but how do you play progressively in the months of November and December. That's what really counts. But I tell you, I'm looking at that performance last night, and where'd you go? Like, yeah, we weren't very good in this area last night. I mean, I don't see it. Even like the special teams, you know, they ended up getting a Neiman guy, right?
Yeah.
At the end, he makes a great punt cover.
Every Packer fan was like, who the heck is this guy? I don't remember who this guy is. Where did he come from? And he was like the star of the special teams. You know, I think he had like 3 or 4 tackles.
Right. I mean, you know, and that's a good thing because that means that, you know, they're picking the right players. You know, Goody's done a great job, you know, getting this roster the way it is. And, you know, here's the scary thing about it, Sparky. They're the youngest team in the league.
Again.
Man. And they're going to keep getting better and better and better. And the more they play with each other and gel as offense and the defense and special teams too. I mean, I know Rich, and he always does a good job.
I got one more for you. I said earlier in the show that Micah Parsons coming from Dallas to Green Bay, there's definitely a culture difference, right, as far as what there is to do in Dallas and so forth. But I've never talked to really anybody, for the most part, that played in Green Bay for any length of time that didn't walk away just completely impressed by how they're treated when they're in the grocery store, how they're treated when they're at the restaurant, how the fans just kind of like make them a part of their family. You were up there for quite a while. You could talk about it more than anybody. You've, you know, coached all over the place. Talk about Green Bay and what it's like for a player to be in that environment, maybe it's versus some other places.
Well, here's one of the things, and again, we've had these conversations with the other guys, but your locker room is just as important, the product off the field, as it is on the field. And what's always been good with Green Bay is in the locker room, the guys that control that locker room are your money guys. And one of the things that came up out of Dallas was like, well, you know, he had his podcast and all that, but I watched him last night after the game and how he thought about those guys in the locker room. And I said to the guys, I go, that's what a locker room sounds like right there. And he was saying all the right things.
Yeah, he was. And he got the loud pop from the fans. And wasn't that a first-class move by LaFleur to go to McKinney and be like, hey, man, I know this is your deal, but we'd really like to bring him in last. And McKinney go, yeah, man, whatever works. Whatever, that's cool. That's a cool teammate. And then even more of a first-class move by the Packers to set that up to let him feel that love when he walks out there. I forgot who it was. Somebody's like, I thought Usher was in the stadium or something when I heard that loud pop. I had to turn around and see what was going on.
Yeah. You know, this first game meant a lot because, one, you want to win all your home games. But it seemed like to me that it was like almost a playoff atmosphere, the electricity in that stadium. Now, I wasn't there, but I've been in opening games before, and this was as big an opening game against a division opponent that what was his deal? LaFleur has gone 2-6 against him.
Yeah, struggle against him too, yeah.
Yeah, but that's okay. You know what? That thing turned on a dime last night, I thought. And it was just fun to watch the crowd and you know, the acceptance of Parsons. And did you get his jersey yet?
No.
No, I'm not going to get
it. I
don't
think I could tell you, though. I don't know who the last jersey is that I bought. I know the last jersey I received was probably a Giannis jersey for my kids for Christmas a few years ago, but as far as me spending my own money to buy a jersey, it's been a while, Jags.
Yeah, I've got an Earl Campbell one. He was my idol. I have a college one and one from Houston that are both signed. It was really cool.
Look at you.
But I tell you what, I got one thing that I don't think anybody has. Maybe they do, but I've got a football, and I never ask any players for autographs. But I got a football with all the Super Bowl winners. I got Bart Starr, Favre, and Aaron on one ball. And that's the only thing that I really, really cherish.
You have that protected with armed guards, I would assume.
Right. It's in a box somewhere in my basement. But I mean, I tell you what, I just love Green Bay. Always have. And it's favorite job I ever had.
What's going on with Jags now? What are you up to? What's new?
Well, I was over, I spent some time in, I was at the, in the XFL in 20.
Right.
With Bob Stoops down in Dallas. And that was fun. I thought that league was really had a chance to go. And then, you know, the COVID thing hit. And then I went to
Georgia State.
That was before.
Oh, before that.
That was before. Okay. Yeah. Then I was in the USFL with Philadelphia. We got to the championship game and that was fun. And then the team I was with, Philly, didn't get merged in the UFL league, you know, so,
right.
But I've been over in Europe. I've been in Poland twice and in Austria. And that was fun.
We have Mike Wall on the station all the time, the former Packers offensive lineman. And he's
loved him.
That dude is coaching in Germany over there, like all the time. He's over there coaching offensive linemen up and doing stuff like that. And he said there's a growing culture over there for the National Football League, which I found interesting.
Yeah, well, they, you know, I think it's the NFL is going to be global. The pull of the fans and the amount of money they can generate. It's, I mean, who doesn't want to go to an NFL game?
That's right.
Especially, I mean, even over there. I mean, just look at all the stadiums just in the opening day. I mean, it's just packed, right?
Yeah,
just packed. And it's great. And I tell you what, I'm just really, really happy to be part of you know, the guys on the podcast, and they're super. Really well informed, and it's just been fun to be with those guys.
I know both those dudes, and I'm sure it is a blast doing with both those dudes because neither one of them are are lacking on opinions on anything in life. So I'm sure it's
good because I'm not either.
Yeah,
so
I know you're not. Yes, I know that as well. Three. Yes. Jack Jagodzinski, former Packers assistant coach, of course, head coach over there at Boston College. Part of the Locked On Packers podcast now with, again, Mr. Bukowski, Mr. Snide. Check that out wherever you download your favorite podcast at. Coach, thanks for coming on, man. I'm sure we'll get you down the line.
You let me know, Sparky. Good seeing you.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Jeff Jagodzinski joining us here on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. That is my dog, man. I have not talked to him in a minute. I lost him. After Boston College, we were still in contact, and then he went off his way, and I lost track. And then I found out that he was doing this. I was like, man, I'm pretty sure I still got this dude's number. And I texted him, didn't change his number or nothing. So it worked out well. I love Jags.
Great. Yeah, that was awesome.
I love Jags. He's a good dude.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.